Hey there, thanks so much for joining me today. We're acknowledging Jesus. We're acknowledging the fact that we are not ready for his return. We are not a bride without spot or wrinkle. And we have been talking about John 15, developing more richer fruit. Jesus said we need to develop the fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. And so today we are going to talk about developing joy. We're going to develop joy. And how do we do that? How we do that is we practice it. And actually, we practice that very thing that will make us happy. Jesus said, I'm telling you all these things. I'm telling you all these things so that your joy may be complete. He said in verse 10, if you keep my commands, if you continue to obey my instructions, you will abide in my love and live in it, just as I have obeyed the Father's commands and live on in his love. I've told you all these things that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy and gladness will be full measure, complete and overflowing. So all the things throughout the word that he's telling us, his commands are so that we can be happy, so that we can have joy. And, you know, some people say, I'm living the life. And really, until you live these commands, you're not living the life. Until you live these commands, you don't understand the joy that you can have from doing them. And you know what? What God tells us to do is good. It's for our good. Jesus came that we may have life to the full until it overflows. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, both opposed to each other, right? And so when we follow after Jesus, when we stay on the vine, he said, apart from me, you can't do anything. And if you're a dead branch, you're going to be broken off and tossed into the fire. That's not good. That's not happy. That's not fun. But he said, if you dwell in me and I dwell in you, then you can ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. That's happy, right? And you'll be glorifying the Father, proving to be a true disciple of his. And so being a true disciple of his is being happy, having joy. And so the way you get to that place is you have faith in the word, and you decide you're going to believe it. And you do what the word says. We'll talk about talking to a mountain. Tell the mountain to move. Jesus said, if you have constant faith, you could say, if you're constantly on the vine, you can tell this mountain to move and it'll move. When you stand praying, or when you believe what you say, then it'll happen. And yeah, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, let it go, let it drop. Our command is love, right? And if you're in unforgiveness, you're not loving. And actually, when there's no power in your life, when you say something and it doesn't happen, it's because you have broken a law, the law of love. Everything centers around love. And so when you practice calling those things to be not as though they were, and if it doesn't happen, you pursue Jesus. You say, what happened? Why didn't this work? You said it would. Just come to him in childlike faith, like a babe, and say, this isn't working. You said it would. I believed you, and it didn't work. And sometimes even before you ask him, he'll correct you. And oftentimes we miss that correction because we don't always want to hear the truth. So you have to decide ahead of time, I'm surrendering my life. I want to hear the truth. I want to be corrected. I want to speak to a mountain and it move. And then he will tell you. And James 1:5, if you lack wisdom, you should go to the giving God who gives to all liberally without fault finding. So that means even we can move a mountain. We can change our problem, our circumstances. We can raise the dead. We can call those things to be not as though they were, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. We can drink something poisonous, deadly, and we won't even have to go to the hospital if you believe. He said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing and even greater things. And all these things bring joy, right? The things that Jesus did when he was here brought joy to people. He made people happy. He told us the truth. He told us how to live life to the full until it overflows. If you keep his commands, then his joy will be in you. What is good will be right there at your fingertips. You'll have power to change things. You'll have his power on the inside of you. Ask whatever you will, and it will happen because you had faith, because you practiced developing the fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. All of those take faith. It takes faith. And to just reiterate, to have joy, it takes faith to go ahead and believe those impossible things. Everything is possible for him who believes. So whatever you say, he said, will happen if you believe what you say. And the only way you can believe what you say is if you stay on the vine. If you're willing to be shown the truth, if you're willing to be corrected every day. So that is joy. His joy in you, because you get it. Because you could say you graduated. You understand how to have his power flowing through you. It's exciting to live in the kingdom of God right here and right now. It's exciting to know that on that day, he's not going to say, I didn't know you. You didn't do my work. I didn't know you. You didn't cast out demons. You didn't lay hands on the sick. We didn't converse. You weren't on the vine. Jesus said, apart from him, we can do nothing. So if we're not on the vine, and we're going to be in verse 22, but Lord, I did this, I did that, because we're just going to be religious. We're going to be being religious. Not on the vine. Not on the vine equals religious, religion. No power. Doing religious things, practicing things over and over without the power of God there. Making your own rules, having your own opinion, doing things your way, not his way. Not being connected to the vine, you don't even know how to do things his way. You don't know how. You haven't heard. You haven't heard anything. You haven't heard him. You're just doing what everybody else is doing. Are we even having church his way? Or have we just grown accustomed to doing it a certain way? When we aren't on the vine, we're a broken off branch, which means you decided to get off. If you don't have his presence in you, if you don't abide in him, he said, and he abide in you, then you're just going to be a dead branch. So what we should be doing to get ready for Jesus is developing that fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, and self-control. And to be full of joy is to be full of hope, faith, knowing that God will change any circumstance, any circumstance that you need changing, as long as you're in agreement with him. As long as you're in agreement with him. He said, you can ask what you will, and it will be done. And you'll be proving to be true disciples of mine. Listen to what he's saying. You can be a false follower. When you ask what you will, and it happens, you're proving that you are a disciple. And you're proving what happiness is. You're proving that God is good and his power resides on the inside of you. So you can be like him. You were made in his likeness. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He said that. And he said, you can have what you say if you believe what you say. And if you believe what you say, it's because you've been hanging out with Jesus. You can't do it on your own. If you got off the branch, if you got off the vine, there's no him flowing through you. And you're just off doing things on your own. Doing things on your own, calling yourself a Christian. And on that day, he's going to say, I didn't know you. I didn't know you. And the other part of joy is knowing that you are going to live with him forever. You know, when you're on the vine and you start feeling that joy leave you, you can know that you turned somewhere away from him. You're missing it somewhere. And that's a good time to get on the floor on your knees and say, where am I missing it? What's happening? I don't feel you so strong anymore. Don't let that relationship die. Keep seeking him. Keep asking him what to do and when to do it. Because he has good. He has the best answer. You know, so often we quote Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you and they're for your good. But even in the midst of that, many are doing their own plan. And in your own plan, there's not going to be joy. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness isn't going to be in your plan. It's going to be all about you. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. This is his will, to grow up to be like him, to gather in the harvest. The harvest is ready, the workers are few. Because we're not willing to be that vessel. We're thinking the wrong thing. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to steal the truth from you. As soon as you hear the word, Jesus said that the enemy is going to come and try to steal it. And if you don't understand this, you won't understand anything. And so as soon as you hear the truth, he's going to come and lie to you. He tells many people, hurry up and live your life here, because when it's over, it's over. Not having a revelation knowledge of eternal life. And so those people end up being selfish. It's about them. It has nothing to do with Jesus, yet they call themselves Christians. And the reason they believe the lie is because they're off the vine. They've disconnected. And so Jesus said we are to have more richer and fuller fruit. So he wants us happier, more peace, more joy. Come up higher in love and kindness and goodness, to be able to put up with people and still be okay. Still be okay, even when you're around someone and it's not fair how they're treating you, you're going to have the love, the joy, the peace, the patience to go ahead and go through that anyway. Because love never fails. Jesus is asking you to love that person anyway. He's amazing. He's so in love with us. So that's the word I have for you today. Come up higher in joy and just to reach out and do what Jesus said. And when it doesn't happen, say, why isn't it happening? And when it does happen, rejoice. Rejoice that you've gotten to that place where what you say will happen, where you can lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. You know, sometimes when you lay hands on the sick and it doesn't happen, it's their faith, not yours. But, you know, all these fruits are a work of faith. Okay, Jesus said I can lay hands on the sick, and so I'm going to believe that. When it doesn't happen, I'm going to ask him why. And either it's going to be you or them. It's never him. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, he's faithful. He's going to do what he said he would do. He is. He's so faithful. And just to believe, like I was saying, just to have childlike faith, which is what I did. My little dog, someone dropped her. And she just laid there. She was dead. And I said, Jesus. And I said, you are going to get up in Jesus' name. And she did. She did. And she was, so long ago I can barely remember, but she was a little slow for a while. But I just kept saying, you're going to live. I cried. I had emotion with it. I loved her. I love her. She's still here. And she will be forever with me. I declare that. She's mine. And he gave me that dog. She was given to me because she was sick. She was 4.5 pounds and having seizures in my hand. And I heard God say, she'll live and not die and proclaim what the Lord has done. I was at the vet. My sister-in-law was at the vet with her. And they decided they weren't going to spend any money on a surgery. And so I got to take her home. God told me what was wrong with her. And she lived. She's here. He's good. What he says will happen. But you have to believe him. When you have faith in him, you believe everything he said. He said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing. He said, whoever believes will speak in other tongues. Cast out demons. Lay hands on the sick. And if you say, I don't believe that, that can't happen, then you're off that vine. Because you stay on the vine, you're going to have faith. When you hear the word, when you have his presence in your life, you're going to find it hard not to believe. Because you've really locked the enemy out when you stay on that vine. When you stay at his feet, anything is possible for him who believes. Disciples were saying, why couldn't we cast that demon out? He said, because of your unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Not that God isn't faithful and doesn't do his work. That's not why. It's because of our unbelief. Because we're too busy to spend time with him to get faith, to get happy. You can get up in the morning and something happened, you go sit at his feet and you're going to be happy. You can worship him and get happy. Being around him makes you happy. I just read a post that said something like that. Some people, when you're around them, they just make you feel good. They make you feel happy. That's Jesus. That's Him. Agree with me in prayer. Jesus, remind us to do Your will. Remind us of Your word, like You said You would. We want Your joy to the full. And so we decide. We decide to follow You, to do what You said. We are going to be happy followers and show everyone who You are. We love You. We praise You. Give You all the glory. Commit to Him now. He said He's knocking at the door of your heart. And if you would heed His voice, He would come and live on the inside of you. He would do all that He promised He would do if you do what He said. Not everyone who calls Me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of My Father, he who heeds My voice. And many are thinking, I'm good. He's going to say, and on that day they're going to be saying, but Lord, don't take a chance. Ask Him to correct you. He corrects those that He loves. I want you to meet Maverick. Maverick is 6 months, and God healed him. He was sick. He started not eating, not playing, not drinking, just sleeping all day. He was weak. He'd fall over. I had to put him in his litter box so he could go potty and take him back out again. If he tried to go up the steps or something, that's how it started, he'd slam into them. And as I was just teaching you, we have to, in order to have God's power in our life, be completely obedient to God. There he goes. And when we're not obedient to Him, we can call those things to be not as though they were. But nothing's going to happen. And that was happening to me. And Jesus said, well, you got this going on in your life. You need to get rid of it. I had a God before Him. And I knew it. But in my subconscious, I was thinking, maybe what Satan said to Eve, did God really say? So I got rid of it. Long story short, you saw Him. He's healed. He's healed. He's running around the house again. I was just crying out to Jesus. He's a kitten. He's supposed to be having fun and enjoying his life. And he's just laying here. I had to force feed him and give him something to drink. He was just so lifeless. And so it made me so happy, made me so excited when I heard Jesus say, you get rid of that and I'll heal Maverick. And actually, Maverick was a setup. My husband wanted a kitty, so I got him Maverick for Christmas. And God told me his name, just like He told me my dog, Macy's name. And He knew this was going to happen to him. And He knew I could believe for His healing. So how amazing is that? God is good. God is so good. He is faithful. We just got to make sure we're being faithful. Thanks so much for listening to my Maverick story.